The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You would have seen it maybe in the papers today, discussed earlier on the station as well, on the Pat Kenny show. They spoke to Simon Lewis, the school principal. Suggestions that primary school teachers are set to get training in foreign languages such as French and Spanish and German in the hope to introducing language classes from third class level in 2026, from next year. So Rachel Harper is with me. Rachel's a principal at St. Patrick's National School in Greystones, County Wicklow. Rachel, you're welcome to the show. Let's set aside issues around kind of resourcing and training and all of that for a moment. Just in general terms, what do you think of teaching kids a European language in the latter years of primary school?
Yeah, good afternoon, Karen. Yeah, I actually think it'll be very beneficial for children. I think it'll be a great start for them. I think the earlier you can start teaching children a modern language, the better, and a great foundation then going into secondary school. So I think it will be good for them. I just think the logistics of rolling it out, we just have to be very careful at this stage, you know, in the planning of rolling it out. But I think ultimately it will greatly benefit the children.
So it seems to be, and we don't have great detail on it, but the suggestion seems to be that teachers will have to spend a certain amount of time kind of training themselves to a degree of proficiency. And then they'll be the ones in the classroom teaching this to students rather than specialist teachers coming in. What about that idea?
Yeah, you see, I think that's going to be quite difficult for teachers. Like, you know, previous years gone by.
Tell you what, we'll get Rachel, I'm going to cut across you there. We'll get you on a better line because that just keeps jumping in and out on us. Mick Coleman is with us, a primary school teacher in Dublin. Mick, what do you think of this suggestion that you might be trained to teach French or Spanish or German in the classroom?
Well, I suppose from my viewpoint, I mean, I only have maybe 2-3 years left in my teaching career. So I suppose for me, I would be halfway through that training by the time I would retire. So I think for teachers at the maybe towards the end of their careers, they're embarking on a 5 or 6 year training course where, you know, perhaps the funding could be better off spent in other things. But I don't want to pick you up on anything, but you did say about setting aside the training and that kind of stuff and the resourcing. And if you talk to teachers and principals, that is the number one problem we have. We have an awful lot of initiatives. I talked to one colleague of mine, who's a principal, and he says in the last
year, Mick, apologies now, but that line is after giving up on us as well. We'll get you on a better line. Rachel Harper, though, is back with us. So, sorry, Rachel, gremlins in the system, as it were. But so you were talking about kind of the possibility of teachers being kind of trained up in this and whether that's kind of viable or not.
Yeah. Look, you know, I just think it'll be quite hard to bring in now in the next year to, you know, with teachers. You know, we could have teachers in our schools that maybe haven't done their Leaving Cert in the last 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 years. So they might have done a modern language for their Leaving Cert. But we know ourselves, if you're not using the language, you do lose it. So I think there will be a lot of pressure there for teachers. I mean, teachers are doing an amazing job at the moment, but you know, it seems their responsibilities keep going further and further. So my fear would be that it would overburden them or overload them, you know. So really, I think the careful planning is really important. I really feel that it's going to benefit the children, as I said, but I think, you know, when students are in university now training to become teachers, that, you know, becomes a part of their module, so they're trained up, ready to deliver it. You know, we would have availed in recent years of the grant, you know, for a modern language. We get it was used to be 6 weeks, and it's been increased to 8 weeks and now 10 weeks. So an outside teacher would come in and would choose a modern language, such as we've done German and French, and the children have really benefited from that.
Yeah.
But it's been an outside teacher coming in, and teachers have been very supportive of it. But I think if I turned around in a staff meeting now and said, you're going to have to teach German or French yourselves, I think, you know, teachers would definitely feel a lot of pressure. You know, there could be resistance there.
Yeah, and like, I just wonder as well, when we've got a shortage of teachers in primary school at the moment, it's about 1,000 kind of vacancies across the system, and the government are talking about reducing the pupil-teacher ratio from about 24-1 down to 19-1. Now, some of that happens because the school population, school going is going to shrink, but not all of it. I think the maths work out at about an extra 3,000 teachers they're going to have to find over the lifetime of this government. I mean, kind of creating a slightly higher bar to get into teaching strikes me as maybe a bad way of going about it.
Yeah, like perhaps, yeah, that is a good point too. And I suppose, like, even seeing my own school here, we have some amazing, you know, Spanish and German teachers that are qualified in their own countries, you know, and they're coming and they're waiting for the teaching council numbers themselves, but they're ready to come out. And I think they'd be brilliant to come into our schools and teach Spanish or teach German. Yeah. I think we could be really creative and we could come, you know, with a really good program. But I think it's really important at these early stages to involve principals in the planning, and, you know, principals that are on the ground, seeing what's happening, seeing the pressures that are out there for teachers. You know, I think this could be really positive, but I think we just need to get all our ducks in a row, you know, and make sure that it's done correctly rather than putting that extra pressure on teachers and on principals, you know.
But you'd wonder as well whether something would have to give in the school day. You know, it's like that idea, you think, oh, I'll sign up to this subscription. It's only €100 a month, but unless you have a spare €100 at the end of every month, you've got to take it from somewhere else. And I just wonder about where in the, you know, where in the school day, it's a long, long time since I was in primary school, but we actually did have someone, I think, from Alliance Francaise who came in and did a few French classes in sixth class. It was great. It exposed us to a European language before all of us had to embark on it in secondary school. But for teachers to do it and it kind of be more formalised, you just wonder what gives in the school day. Something would have to give, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Whether, you know, Irish would be reduced, or whether, you know, there's talk about, you know, religious education. There's loads of different talks out there about it. So something would definitely have to give, you know, and I suppose the curriculum would have to be written up in that as well for teachers. You know, is it just going to be oral language, or is it going to be written? You know, there's lots of things to kind of to pan out. But yeah, I think, you know, a lot of planning has to go into this. Yeah. And I think it's really, really important to include teachers and principals and, you know, to have people out visiting schools, because, you know, schools are such a busy place. There's so much going on. And even if we're talking to teachers now saying, look, they're already doing so much outside of school hours with their planning. And, you know, we had ourselves the new maths curriculum training there last week. So we're constantly getting trained up. And I suppose if we're saying now you have to sign up to a new modern language training, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So I think it's definitely the way to go moving forward. But getting in there early in the colleges now and rolling it out, and in the meantime, bringing in outside teachers, you know, to cover it. I think that's the way to go, you know.
Yeah, quite possibly. Because you do always get the sense with these things. And the Programme for Government as well, Rachel, mentions, I think, a commitment to having kind of 1 hour of physical activity for every single child in primary school per day. Now, listen, I think if you can get up to that, it's absolutely brilliant. Long-term health of the nation radically improved and all of that. And I would hope it's something that, that the government stick to by way of commitment. But again, all these things, there's kind of a tendency, isn't there, when we need to do something with kids, we get the teachers to do it.
I agree with that. Yeah, for sure. And that would definitely be the talk in the staff room from teachers as well. But,
healthy
you know,
eating. We'll get the teachers to sort that out as well.
And then, you throw in the internet safety and the...
You can do that too.
All that different stuff. You know, there's so much there for teachers. And I have to say, like, you know, they do a wonderful job and they're absolutely cramming in as much as they possibly can in their days, you know. But I think, you know, there's a lot there to consider, definitely, for sure. But I would welcome this whole, you know, new curriculum being rolled out as well. I think it's really good. I think teachers are ready for an update in the curriculum. And I think having children's well-being in there, you know, it's really, really important and really good. But I suppose I'd be also asking, you know, for the department to look at teachers' well-being as well, because, you know, a happy teacher is going to teach at their best, you know, that sort of way. So it's just important to remember that too.
And Mick Coleman is back with us, the primary school teacher in Dublin. So Mick, I appreciate the point you were making when we lost you is, listen, you're kind of towards the end of your career. So the idea of embarking on some sort of 6-year training project is probably not viable for you. But just what about that kind of broader point about the burden being placed on teachers, be they kind of new teachers or prospective teachers who are thinking about doing this? I mean, to be able to teach a language is more than just having a handful of phrases to share with the kids. You really have to be competent.
Well, you have to be competent, and you have to be confident in teaching the language yourself. And I know I heard what you mentioned there about, you know, all of society's ills, we let the schools handle it. That is the big issue, I suppose. All of these things in theory are very, very good. But in practice, it does boil down to funding, and it does boil down to training. And for the last number of initiatives that have come in, what has been happening is principals and maybe one or two other teachers are being trained up, and then they're expected in our already overcrowded school day to go and train an entire staff. Now, I mean, we have a staff of 41 teachers here. So where is a principal and a deputy principal or a principal and a postcode are going to get the time in their already busy day to train up the staff competently in a new language curriculum? I said there before you lost me that there have been 7 major initiatives already this year in schools. I talked to one principal who said, for the love of God, would they just let us implement properly what we have now, besides trying to half implement everything in one go? And that's what I'm getting off staff members. They think it's a good idea in theory. It's fantastic. It gives a good ground for the children for secondary school. But in practice, we have to see where the funding is coming from and what support structures are we going to have. Are we just going to be left to our own devices?
Listen, Mick, thank you for joining us. Mick Coleman is a primary school teacher in Dublin, and Rachel Harper is the principal of St. Patrick's National School in Greystones, County Wicklow. Rachel, thank you as always as well. What about all the teachers and career breaks living in Dubai, says only one of our listeners, many of our listeners often gets mentioned. There's been a system of buying in teachers over the past 4 years to do language classes. The system is ridiculous from a teacher point of view. They get last minute contracts with an hour here, an hour there, no coordination within areas. The schools have a budget to source themselves. They've been told this September the system is changing, and some have been asked to teach the teachers to teach a language. It is a system set up to fail. Somebody else says, as a primary teacher from the UK who's had to jump through hoops to get registered here in Ireland, not least to mention acquiring Irish in a short space of time and at great cost, I must say I'm secretly thumbing my nose at Irish primary teachers, as I'm qualified in French and Spanish. Great in theory, says another listener, but have you any idea how overloaded the primary school curriculum is? Teachers are expected to do all the basics, plus art, music, PE, SPHE, drama, science, huelga. There simply isn't enough time in the school day. That's from an experienced teacher. And another listener says, why would something have to give? Just do longer hours and have less months off. That would solve the problem. You're not the only person suggesting that they work longer hours, or they work through the holidays a bit longer. They don't have so much time off. And isn't completely legitimate point of view, and you can make that argument. I would say, we've a shortage of teachers in this country, and we've a challenge in attracting people into the profession. And I'm not sure if the way to attract people into the profession is say, we're going to make your terms and conditions worse. Anyway, 087 1400 106. What do you think? Teachers in Ireland should be competent in French, Spanish, German, or some European language, and it should be part of the school curriculum. That's the plan. I want to know what you think.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.